got caught for hacking into NASA. The mafia boy. Oh, what a fucking dickhole. That's what he gets for packing a fucking ass face. The worst thing to go to jail for.
He's going to federal prison for that. The Big Bubba prison.
He's 16, so I don't know where they'll send him. Because it's packeting, so I doubt they put him in there with fucking murderers and shit.
They will, dude. fist against an AI.
I just figured you could get my AI if you wanted.
Why?
Because you asked me what my fucking number was, dude.
I can't. Hey, hey, hey. Don't start cuffing.
I just moved into this house, so I don't know the number yet.
I see.
I can three-way some shit, though.
You can?
Yeah.
Did you do phone calls?
My mom cooked this really gross stuff.
She cooks really good.
So I made these shrimp things, like breaded little shrimps or whatever.
Oh, yes, they started dancing around the room and calling your name.
No, dude, I ate them, they're all good. And, like, the crumbs were, like, running around on my plate, and I was freaking out. And I had my hands, I was sitting like this, like, on the couch watching, like, Jerry, or the Seinfeld show or whatever, and his nose was getting bigger. Man, I had my hands on my pants, and under my fingers would, like, there would be red sand. I'd lift up my hands, and there would be red sand all over my pants. I'd stand up, brush it off, and then sit back down, and it would just appear under my fingers again and shit. It was red sand, and I was spazzed. Now, I kept it, like, every 5 minutes, I would stand up and brush off my pants.
That's badass, dude.
Oh no, and God. I was doing it with my parents, and they're all like, what did you do? I told them that some dude, I took a drink off some dude's pop, and he said that he had drugs in it. When I was skateboarding.
That's funny shit.
My dad went out looking for him. He's like, where were you at? I'm like, I was skating at the Maritech handrail. He's like, I'm gonna go there right now and see if the guy's there. He's like, what
was he
like,
wearing? Jeans and a shirt?
He was wearing
hair.
He was wearing jeans, a white t-shirt. He had blonde hair.
And he had a skateboard.
And he was kind of tall. He had a skateboard and he was skating around. I can't remember him. And I was looking at my dad kept on making faces at me.
I
like,
almost was
smiling and grinning at me.
My parents poison control the first time I did it.
My friend, I almost started crying because my friend got in a fight with a bush and got beat up.
That's so funny.
I fell down like these two steps and it felt like 20 steps. It hurt so bad. I almost started crying. I go, and at the library there's like this boat. It's like a fake boat. It's in the middle of the library and it has all these colors on it. And, like, little kids go in there and sit down on the boat and read books and shit. And me and my friend, we're, like, I'm, like, 15. There's, like, 8-year-old kids sitting in this boat. And we got on the boat. And we started, like, yelling, like, swab the decks and shit. And this girl was on this computer, and she was playing this spelling game. And it kept on making this weird noise. And it was, like, balloon. And there was this big fat lady with, she was dressed all in purple. And I kept on, like, making fun of her. Oh, my God. And I'm never doing acid again because I'm still messed up. Like, do you ever wake up and you feel really high?
Yeah, because you crack your back, dude.
I do when I smoked the night before.
No, dude, you just, like, if you do acid, like, every now and then, like, you'll wake up and you'll just feel so fucking high and you'll, like, pass out.
That's another bullshit rumor, you know, about if you crack your back.
That's true.
If people make acid, whenever they make the LSD, if they use a chemical called acetone, that leaves tags in your spinal cord. And there's one other chemical, I forgot the other name of it, but if they use acetone, then that's the only thing in your spinal cord, not natural acid.
Well,
it
does give you flashbacks, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I don't have flashbacks. I think I would have a heart attack if I had a flashback.
I think the reason that you have flashbacks is because, like, you know when you're tripping, you see stuff you've never seen before, and so it's easier for you to imagine things that you've never, like,
My friend said that his hand smiled at him. And he saw a car do a backflip. I saw a tree get struck by lightning, I think. I think. A car do a backflip? That's crazy.
Hello? Hey, Dad.
Oh, my God. That's so freaky.
Dude, I swear to God. Scream 9 does not let me get on prank, then I'll kick his ass.
Do you like Scream 9?
Sort of.
I hate that dude.
Dude, I swear to God, dude. I mean, NetRebel? Is NetRebel on here?
No.
Oh. Well, NetRebel gave him a credit card to get a Quest conference for PrankNet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, I'll convince NetRebel to give it to you if you let me be on PrankNet and prank with you. Oh, yeah. And he's like,
yo, how old are you, the one who's talking?
Me? I'm 15.
How old is everybody else?
I'm 15.
Of course, 15.
So I'm the oldest one.
Who are you? How old are you?
21.
Who are you?
Substance.
He's lead, dude.
What kind?
Any kind. I know about them all.
DCP.
Hello?
Yo!
You know who that dude is?
I'm here, too.
That dude is leader of 9X.
Who's that? I don't know what that is.
That's a group. You've never heard of 9X?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Not really.
Hi, Substance. This is Citadel.
I'm not really... I don't know.
Have
you guys ever heard of a group called Computer Scientists?
That's pretty gay.
I heard those guys are pretty fucking oni. They will own you all.
I think that's a gang in, like, the computer game Grand Theft Auto 2.
Computer Scientists?
Yeah.
They're around, they have, like, their trademark was 2000, year 2000. Mm-hmm. They just started. They're pretty fucking elite.
We just started, punk. Where did Substance go?
Hey, Okura.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you ever hear about them guys?
Yeah, dude.
They're pretty fucking nuts.
They're elite as hell. Dude, are you sure it wasn't from the game Grand Theft Auto 2? Because they're in it.
I could play that.
It might be a stupid name, but they're fucking elite. They run, like, some, I don't know, they're just fucking crazy.
Sweet.
You ever heard of ADM or Rube?
Excuse me?
You ever heard of ADM? Or Rube?
ADM.
No.
Those guys are fucking elite. Wait, ADM sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
They chill on power.
Girlfriend's all talking to me, and I don't want to right now.
You got an internet girlfriend.
I have like 20 of them, and I already have them. What's so funny, you fuck?
I wish I had a girlfriend.
I'd rather.
I got it, Dad.
Dude, get this. I swear to God, if I ever move anywhere in my life, anywhere in the whole world, I swear to God, I'll have an internet girlfriend from there. I have them from like the fucking UK, from Japan.
You need a phone?
I have them from everywhere.
Internet. All right, hold on, I'll get off.
I recruited some fucking Australian hoes.
Okay, my dad needs the phone, so I gotta go.
Dude, I got so many girls in like.
Where's Substance?
Is
Substance
out
here? Where's Substance? Go.
Go. Real
girlfriend, dude.
I have internet girlfriends.
All right, I'll come back later.
You guys just don't even know.
Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. Bye bye.
Freaking takes you get ready.
I have a Vikings game tomorrow.
You have a Vikings game
what,
tomorrow.
What? Wait, whoa. Ask Jesse what time the Vikings game starts.
Hey, Jesse, Meg wants to know what
time the Vikings game starts. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No,
I mean, like, I get up and I try.